All right, the president recently signed a $738 billion defense bill. This is a bill that had wide bipartisan support. What's striking about that is not just the bipartisan part, but that it included funding that launches a new branch of the military, the U.S. Space Force. Space, cybersecurity, these are part of new threat assessments. Times are changing, and that includes in our reserve military forces. Here's more from Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce.
Before we talk about this next big evolution in the National Guard, let's talk about the last one.
9/11.
That's historian Anne Armstrong.
Director of the National Guard Memorial Museum, Library, and Archive.
In the decades before September 11th, when people thought of the National Guard, Armstrong says they pictured job duties like
stuffing sandbags for a river flood in the local community.
The National Guard was just that. National, serving in the American homeland. After 9/11, recruitment exploded, except the Guard wasn't looking to keep those recruits at home.
Next thing they know, they're on a C-5 on their way over to Afghanistan.
9/11 was the catalyst for something the Department of Defense had been slowly inching toward for a long time. The goal was to train National Guard soldiers and make them essentially interchangeable with any other battle-ready soldier. Over the last 18 years, from 9/11 on, that's really come to fruition.
The National Guard has become more like the active duty than ever in the history of the National Guard.
But now comes a new pivot. This past summer, the annual National Guard Association of the U.S. conference was held in Denver.
On Wisconsin!
Guard members came in from the states and territories.
The National Guard Association of Mississippi.
Over the several-day conference, top military officials struck a recurring theme. Counterterrorism is a fading priority. Competition with other world powers like Russia and China is on the rise, and the importance of technology right along with it. Here's Air Force Vice Chief of Staff General Stephen Wilson telling the crowd about the modern threat from China.
Last year, they graduated 8 times the number of STEM graduates that we did.
8 times the people earning science and technology degrees.
And we have to stop thinking like we're Goliath and start thinking now like we're David.
The military is looking for a lot more people with skills in tech, and for the Guard in particular, looking to the private sector.
I commute to Los Angeles and usually fly 3 to 4 Delta Airlines trips a month.
James Riemann lives in Denver and flies big commercial jets for his day job.
And then in between, I'll serve for the Air National Guard, and I usually average between 4 to 10 days a month.
Riemann commands soldiers who focus above the atmosphere, the Colorado Guard's 138th Space Control Squadron. About half of the National Guard's space personnel are based in Colorado. The state's also a likely location for many of the increased space resources sought by the Trump administration. Riemann was brought in to instill the warrior's mindset he learned as a former fighter pilot in his new soldiers who spend most of their time tied to a desk and computer.
To kind of help these space warfighters, as we call them, realize they're not a support function anymore. They're at the leading edge. They're warfighters. They're relevant.
Even more relevant because of their non-military day jobs. Riemann reports to Colonel Micah Fessler. Fessler says the military is realizing more and more it needs to leverage the innovations from private companies, especially in the space and cybersecurity realms.
We can take advantage of their expertise on the outside and use that on the inside.
And here, the Guard might have a leg up over regular military service. The country's top space and cybersecurity talent may not want to leave their lucrative, full-time private sector jobs. The Guard gives those high-end professionals another option for military service.
Thank you.
Back at last summer's conference, Air Force Vice Chief Stephen Wilson told the gathered Guardsmen the Pentagon knows how valuable they are.
Never before in our nation's history will our nation rely on our National Guard like they do today.
He then said the National Guard provides 40% of the Air Force's offensive space capability, a percentage they plan to grow significantly in the next few years. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Colorado Springs.